Welcome to Kingdom Embassy International, where you get real-life teachings, real-life worship, and an all-round real-life experience. The message you're about to listen to will lead you into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ.
Success is always a product of the willingness to face what others are running away from. You must not just be concerned about the price that you have to pay to succeed. You must also discern the reward that is hidden in every obstacle.
Now get set to be reformed and transformed as you listen to Apostle David Grace, the founder of Kingdom Embassy International. Stay tuned.
Hello guys, we are so excited to be coming to you once more again in our virtual Easter campaign. There's been wonderful 2 days, and we are now on the third day, this Resurrection Sunday, the day our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rose and conquered Satan. And I'm so excited that right here with me today is my beautiful wife, Esther, and I don't just have to stare at the camera and just be talking to you, but I'm also going to be distracted today, but hopefully we'll be able to safely land this aeroplane together. It's just an exciting time, a wonderful moment. This is my lockdown partner, and we are stuck here together, and God has been faithful. So just say hi to these guys as we are waiting for more of them to come online. What can you say? Say something to them right now.
Hi, God bless you. I believe you are well. You are rested in the Lord. You know, there is so much fear in the atmosphere. But I want you to know that God loves you. And he says in Isaiah 43 that you are so special to him that when you pass through the fire, it will not burn you. When you pass through the rivers of life, you will not be swept away by corona. And he says he is with you. He will strengthen you. So refuse to fear. Just hold on to the word of God and believe that he is your hiding place. You know, you hide under the Lord and nothing will come near you. Amen.
Wow. Receive that word. Don't be afraid. It doesn't matter what is happening right now. And that brings us to a very, very important time. And we remember the events that happened more than 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. You know, one of the things that I was studying in the Word of God that amazed me is that Jesus Christ was buried in a borrowed tomb. You know, this is very, very, very prophetic. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. Why? Because he was not planning to spend his time staying in that tomb. He knew that he was going to visit death only for 3 days. He knew that he won't need that tomb again. This is the blessed hope that we have. You know, when I look at the strength by which COVID-19 has come upon nation, and I remember that Jesus conquered death. If Jesus Christ conquered death, then this messenger of death that has come over nation is nothing.
Yes.
Jesus Christ conquered the last enemy, death. He rose from that grave. And when he rose from that grave, he tells us that the permanency of death was broken. So COVID-19 is not going to be a permanent status for our families, for our countries, for our continent. It is something that has expired because more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ entered a tomb, and on the third day, he rose again.
Amen.
So I want you to cheer up, guys. Wherever you are watching us from, we are so excited. We've been joined by people from all over, even today, many people from different countries are watching right now, and we are so excited. We welcome you, and I believe, God, that today the resurrection power is going to come into your house.
Amen.
I believe that the power of Jesus Christ is going to resurrect your dreams, because some of you right now, when you heard about this fear, these complications, the theories of expect, your dreams just died. Your hope of living just died. But now, the resurrection power is here.
Oh, yes.
And he's going to resurrect your dreams.
Amen.
He's going to resurrect your hope.
Mm.
He's going to resurrect your life. I want to know you to know that there is life beyond COVID-19. There is a destiny beyond COVID-19. You are going to live and you are not going to die. You are going to fulfill your God-given destiny. Yes. I want us to jump into the Word of God. This morning, this Sunday, I want to speak to you about the blood speaks. In the midst of all the voices that are speaking right now, there is an authority. There is a voice that when it speaks, all other voices keep quiet. You know, in my house sometimes I have very energetic kids, and sometimes my wife is trying to tell them to do something, and then they will just pretend like they are not listening to my wife. You know, as kids will be, you know, pretending they are watching TV and so on. And the moment my wife says, "Daddy," they know that it's a final voice. It's a voice of authority. Yes. And I want you to know that the blood of Jesus Christ is the final voice, is the final decree. When that voice speaks, every other voice must bow. And so this morning, I want you to join me as we hear the voice of the blood thundering. The blood, the voice of the blood thundering. You know, I want us to look at Genesis chapter number 4 and verse number 8. This is the story of two young boys, the children of Adam. And the Bible tells us that these two young men, they used to come before the Lord and serve God and so forth and so on. But now there was one who did things right before God, and there was one who did things in a wrong way. And because of jealousy, he ended up now killing his brother, because his brother had more favor with God than him. In verse number 8, the Bible says, "One day Cain suggested to his brother, 'Let's go out into the fields.' And while they were in the fields, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him." He attacked his brother and killed him. And I want you to know that Cain is a form of Satan, and Abel is a form of Christ. Is Jesus Christ in the pictures? You see? So if you look, he says there that, you know, Cain attacked Abel and then he killed him. And the Bible says in verse number 9, "Afterwards the Lord asked Cain, 'Where is your brother? Where is Abel?'" Now, I want you to pay attention. He says, "I don't know." Cain responded, "Am I my brother's guardian?" Now listen to this in verse number 10. "But the Lord said, 'What have you done?'" Listen, because there is someone speaking. "Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Your brother's blood cries. God said, I am hearing a voice. A voice of the blood of your brother, the blood of a human being, cried out. Now, I want you to write this if you are writing this. The blood of Abel was shed once. It was shed once, but it continued to speak. It was shed once, but it continued to speak long after he was killed. The blood still said, I want vengeance. I want vengeance. He was killed once, but his blood spoke forever.
Killed once.
He was killed once, but his blood continued to cry out. The blood of a human being continued to cry out, to scream, because somewhere we are wired in such a way that when we cry out, there is a God of the universe that must hear our cry. Be careful when men cries out. In this season, we are crying out to God concerning this monster, this disease, this virus that has come against humanity. We are crying. And if the voice of the blood of a dead man, Kadosh Kalabrista Lamantro Dish Kalados, if the blood of a dead man, the voice of that blood could cry out to the heaven, how much more the breath of living Christians? How much more the voices of those who have Christ inside them? If the voice of a the blood of a dead man could scream to God from the grave and God could hear it, what about us who are still walking on the surface of the earth and we have the Spirit of God inside us? We have Christ inside us, and we are seated at the right hand of the Father.
What about us? That's why I can confidently tell you that while you still thought about that prayer, God heard it. While it was still a whisper in your tongue, God heard it. Mm-hmm. He said, call unto me and I will answer you. Mm-hmm. If he responded to the voice of the blood of a dead man, how much more the prayers of a living man? I want you to know you are not alone. The prayers that you are crying to God right now, he is hearing you. He is hearing you.
Yes.
He is hearing you.
Amen.
The presence of God is in this place.
Oh, yes.
The presence of
Amen.
God is in this Amen. Place. The blood of a dead man cried out, and God heard it. And in Hebrews chapter 12, it shows that Genesis 4 was a picture of something that was going to come in the future. That's why I said Abel was a form of Christ. Now, Hebrews 12 in verse number 24 of Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 24, if you can read it for us, Hebrews 12, verse number 24. An amazing scripture. Hebrews 4, verse number 20, Hebrews 12, verse number 24.
King James Version.
Yes.
To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel.
He says, you have come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and the people, to the sprinkled blood, mm-hmm. which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel. The Bible is showing us that the blood of Abel was the blood that cried out vengeance. But the blood of Jesus cried out better things.
Better things.
The blood of Jesus cried out better things. In other words, in the voice of Jesus' blood, there is a better package. There is a better package. You see, there are voices and there are voices.
Mm.
The blood of Abel could only speak vengeance.
Yeah.
That's all it required.
Mm.
It could only cry out vengeance. But the blood of Jesus speaks forgiveness.
Oh, yes.
Now, there is power in there.
Mm.
There is power in there. When we talk about forgiveness, we are talking about a picture of redemption. Because forgiveness is not just about just your sins being forgiven. It's more than that. Forgiveness means preservation. It means being given life, being given a new chance. So the blood of Jesus, we can summarize and say, the blood of Jesus is an announcer of good news. The blood of Jesus announces good news. In this season that we are discussing the love of God revealed more than 2,000 years ago, we know that the blood of Jesus Christ is the announcer of good things. Yesterday we spoke from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach, to announce, to publish good news. In the midst of the negative news of COVID-19, the blood of Jesus announces good things. The blood of Jesus is a good package.
It is.
It's a package that I will choose.
Hmm.
The blood of Jesus speaks. And it speaks
better things.
Better things. It speaks forgiveness. It speaks restoration. It speaks transformation. It speaks elevation. It speaks hope. It speaks a new chapter. It may look like right now that everything has come to a standstill or things have stopped. But the truth of the matter is that the blood of Jesus Christ is busy speaking.
Oh, yes.
It is speaking even where you don't know that it is speaking for you. The blood of Jesus is announcing better things for you. In the realm of the spirit, there are things that are being sealed right now. There are things that are being said about you. The blood of Abel spoke vengeance, but the blood of Jesus spoke better things. And we are in a better covenant. We are now in Christ. We are in this covenant where the blood. So as we partake of the blood of Jesus this morning, this Sunday morning, I believe God that you are going to hear the greatest news that you have ever heard since
Amen.
You were born. The blood of Jesus Christ is going to announce greater things. In fact, I prophesied that before the end of April, you will hear good news.
Amen.
You will hear better things.
Amen.
I know that men have risen, expect have said whatever they have said. But in this Sunday, as we remember, I'm about to show you something right now. As we remember the blood, when we remember the blood, when we remember the blood and we do what we are supposed to do accordingly, then the forces that are in the blood of Jesus begin to get to work. Even right now, the whole universe is soaked in that blood.
Amen.
Which means whatever they said will take many months, will take days.
Amen.
Because the blood is going to speak a better report.
Oh, yes.
The blood is going to announce something that is different, something that even looks impossible, but with God all things are possible. It is very clear that the blood of Jesus Christ is a divine language. When Satan came to tempt Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, and the book of Luke, chapter number 4, he came to tempt Jesus Christ by distracting him from the mission of going to the cross. And he said to him, I can give you everything that you have come to do cheaply by you bowing before me. But Jesus Christ chose the nails. He chose the cross. He chose the most difficult part. Why? Because he knew that as the nails came into his flesh, every drip of his blood was the thunder of I love you.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The blood of Jesus,
oh, Lord,
as it was spilled, he was spilling his love for humanity.
Oh, yes.
For God so loved the world, as we read from Hebrew, from John chapter number 3, verse number 16 in the New Living Translation. He says, this is how God loved the world. How did he love the world? He spilled out his blood. He emptied himself and said, this is my heartbeat for you. Remember, the blood is controlled from the heart. The heart is the organ that pumps the blood. And the heart is the organ that is associated with love. It is the organ that is associated with the heartbeat, the tempo of love. And when they pierced his hands and his feet and he began to bleed, his heart kept on beating to the last breath. His blood kept on saying, I love them, I love them. Until the Bible says by the time they pierced him with the spear, they found that his heart has ruptured and the water and the blood have mixed because his heart was screaming, I love you. I love you. For God so loved the world. Remember, this world was imperfect. Remember, this world was not doing anything for him. Remember, this world was not obedient to him. He loved a stubborn, stiff-necked world that have turned its back from him, but he still came. And on that cross, he said, I love you. So every drop, the Bible says, the life of a thing, it's in his blood.
Amen.
When we spoke on the first day and we said that we are trophies of Jesus' victory, the match that happened, when Satan said to him, look, because Satan had to come with his tricks. In every match, there are tricks. The tricks to take out the enemy as fast as you could. And so the enemy wanted to do a technical knockout on Jesus by telling him, if you just simply nod, I will give you everything, the kingdoms of this world. But Jesus Christ knew that he did not want to make a transaction that was to end in the mountain of temptation. Listen to me very well. Jesus did not want to do a transaction that was to end on the mountain of temptation. But he knew that he will shed his blood once, but more than 2,000 years later, the blood will still whisper. The blood will still speak. The blood will still... But if he just spoke with Satan and it ended there, it was going to be a conversation that ended on that mountain. But Jesus knew that he could trust his blood to speak way, way beyond the moment that he was in. So when they crucified him and his blood was spilled and it touched the ground, listen to what the Bible says. He said, it says, when the blood of Abel touched the ground, God said, because the blood of your brother Abel has touched the ground is cursed for your sake. But when the blood of the Messiah, the Christos, touched the world, there was redemption. There was healing for mankind. That is why I know that COVID-19 cannot end the world. That is why I know that there is a mark of the blood that says COVID-19, you can come only this far. It cannot go beyond that because there is power. There is a mystery behind the blood. There is a mystery behind the blood. There are other crimes men can do, but the crime of shedding blood torments even the one who did it. Even the hardest of criminals It is the blood of those that they have killed that tortures them, that makes them not to sleep, because there is a voice in the blood, because the blood is the life of that thing. So now, Satan came, and he said to Jesus, if you bow, but Jesus said, I choose the nails. I choose the cross. I must shed my blood, because the blood is a divine language of love. The blood is a divine language of love. Therefore, the blood of Jesus Christ is the ultimate seal of our redemption. A seal is that which protects and guarantees. When a product is bought and the seal is not broken, it is showing you that it is authentic, it's original, it has passed the quality test. So because we were purchased by the blood, we are treasures. So every treasure must be sealed. Because we are in transit in this world. So when we are in transit, if you go to the airports and you go to places where they handle packages, the packages have seals. And there are seals and there are seals. Those who sort out packages, they know that this seal is VIP. They know that this seal says, handle with care. So we are sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ, which means that when certain packages have certain seals, they are not supposed to go through the duress of going through certain protocols or being searched. So when the demons, principalities, sees the mark of the blood on us, they know this is no-go area.
Yeah.
They know the hands of evil spirit cannot touch this. Why? Because of the mark, the seal that is there. A seal is a symbol of authority. A seal is like a stamp in today's world. When a stamp from the office of the president is on a paper, it's different from a seal of a kiosk somewhere in one backyard somewhere in one place. It's a different thing. The seal of the presidency of a nation is an authority. It's an authority. When you see it, you know this is an authority. The blood of Jesus Christ is our seal. It's our safe passage in this voyage of life. When we walk in this life, we may not see it physically, but in the realm of the spirit, we are highly respected.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. In the realm of the spirit, we are somebody's. In the realm of the spirit, even when demons and angels look at us, they look at us with awe. Who is a man? Is the Son of Man that you are mindful of? You have made him to be lower than the angel, yet you have put your glory upon him. We have been sealed. We have been sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Sealed so that we can be delivered to a specific address. That's why it says, he that has begun a good work in you shall also bring it to pass. He shall finish it. And then he says, he is able to keep you from falling and to present you to himself blameless without a spot. What does that mean? It means the seal of the blood of Jesus, it is a seal that says destination heaven, destination victory, destination deliverance, destination way of escape.
Amen.
It is the single most powerful force that Satan cannot stand. When a police comes to arrest a thief and he shows a badge, that is the seal of authority. Even in the rank of soldiers, there are different kinds of seals. When a higher rank when a lower rank sees a higher rank, they salute, they bow. In the realm of the spirit, we are in the class of God. When demons see us, they bow. When angels see us, they run into service. The blood is the symbol of victory. It's the symbol of victory. Look, you may take it for granted. People may take it for granted. You are talking about the blood. What is the blood? But let me tell you. When Satan hears the blood of Jesus, he remembers the blow of Calvary. He remembers the blow of Calvary. There are people who have had experiences with certain kind of things. when you remind them of those things, they react because they know. They know. Have you ever had an experience with fire? I mean, like you are doing something, then maybe in the kitchen, and then maybe you touch the hot plate by mistake. You are cautious around that place because you know the fire. There is fire there. When you have experienced a certain thing, you are cautious towards it, how you approach it. Satan cannot approach a place where the blood of Jesus is carelessly. He knows. Because the blood of Jesus Christ, the Bible says the life of a thing is in the blood. So wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the presence of Jesus is there. Because the blood is the life of Jesus. And wherever the blood of Jesus is, the personality of Jesus is.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Authority of Jesus is. The power of Jesus Christ is. This is why you and I, child of God, we cannot take the blood of Jesus Christ for granted. We can't. In fact, there should never be a day in your life that you are not conscious of the blood of Jesus Christ. There should not be a day in your life that you are not conscious of the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. I want to give you another picture. I gave you a picture of Abel and a picture of Jesus' blood. But I want to give you another picture from the Old Testament and the New Testament that are related. I want you to see it for yourself. In my Bible, it tells us the story of Pharaoh. The children of Israel have been in captivity for 430 years. And God raises a prophet called Moses to go and tell Pharaoh to let his people go. Pharaoh was a picture of Satan. He was an oppressor. He was oppressing God's people. He was bringing fear. He was bringing all manners of things on them. He has kept them in bondage. He was afflicting them from every side. And God sent Moses to bring plagues upon plagues on Egypt, to bring plague upon plague, but Pharaoh would not bow. Plague after plague, 9 plagues, dangerous plagues coming upon, finding frogs everywhere, including the plates of people. Imagine you are just waking up, you find frogs everywhere. I mean, one frog is enough to make you restless. One frog will make your BP, one frog. Imagine everywhere there were flies. 3 flies in your kitchen, they give you stress. 3 flies. But there were flies everywhere. Everywhere there were flies. Flies. And then there were lice. Lice. 3 lice in your head. They are enough to give you stress. 3 lice. But imagine when the soil turns into lice. Everywhere lice. Imagine biting animals, biting people's eyes, biting everywhere. Still Pharaoh will not bow. He will not bow at all. He said, I will not bow. He refused to bow. Water turning into blood. Imagine that water had turned into blood. More red. If they say language like that, more redder. Imagine the whole river, a mighty river that you respect like the Nile. Everything has turned into blood. But the guy was still stubborn because he had a heart of stone. This is the personality of Satan.
Yeah.
Very stubborn. Very stubborn. That's why COVID-19 is not the first attempt of Satan to annihilate human beings. He has attempted through the years, for thousands of years. Satan has been the enemy of God's people from the Garden of Eden. From the Garden of Eden. He is an old frustrated demon, an old frustrated principality that wants to destroy. Wherever he goes, his seal is destruction, is to kill, is to steal. So he refused. In Exodus chapter number 12, God now comes into the picture and he says, Exodus 12 verse number 21, God now comes into the picture and he says, I've been telling this guy to let my people go, but he's refusing. So now, in Exodus 12, I want us to look there. Exodus 12, verse number 21. Yes, read it for us.
Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourselves according to your families and kill the Passover lamb.
Then Moses called all the elders of Israel together and said to them, go pick out a lamb or a young goat for each of your families
and slaughter the Passover animal. This very week is the week of Passover, where this very ceremony that happened more than 3,000 years ago, this ceremony where the children of Israel had to kill a Passover lamb, it's happening this week. The children of Israel, in Israel, present Israel, they are watching, they are celebrating the Passover week. He said, drain the blood into a basin, then take a bundle of hyssop branches, dip it into the blood, brush the hyssop across the top and the side of door frames of your houses, and no one may go out through the door until morning. That is that's a lockdown.
Yeah.
Please don't go out. Don't go out. Please. Keep the distance. Stay safe. Yes. There was a lockdown. Even though it was for one day, but it was a lockdown. He said nobody should go out. Mm. Nobody should go out because there is coronavirus out there. There is a virus killing people out there. Don't be stubborn. There is faith and there is foolishness. Faith is in the side of wisdom. And wisdom is profitable to direct. He said, no one may go out through the door until morning. For the Lord will pass through the land to strike down the Egyptian. But when he sees the blood on the top and the side door frame, the Lord will pass over your home. He will not permit his death angel to enter your house and strike you down. The angel of death from God was sent to kill the firstborns of Egypt. An angel from God. Who can stand against God? Who can stop God? Even though COVID-19 is not from God, it's a satanic manipulation, it's an agenda of Satan to destroy people. But here was an attack that was initiated by the God of the universe. He has initiated an attack against the enemies of his people to execute them. But God said to them, when I come in my anger to destroy the firstborns of Egypt of that time, he said, let me show you the only thing that will make me weak. God said, even me, when I see the blood, I must pass over. If God, with whom all things are possible, could be stopped by the blood. Look, the people inside those houses were not righteous. The people inside those houses, some of them argued with Moses. We don't know the prayers Moses prayed. He may have said, God, kill some of them as you are killing like this. But the only thing that protected them was not their righteous acts, was not that they are prayerful. The only thing that separated them from death was the blood. And mind you, the angel of death was stopped by a blood of an animal. The blood of an animal stopped an angel of death who killed the firstborn in every house in Egypt that night. For the Lord will pass through and strike the land down the Egyptians. But when he sees the blood on the top, he will strike down the Egyptians. He will strike down who? The Egyptians. He will strike down who? The Egyptians. But when he sees the blood on top and the side of the doorframe, the Lord will pass over your home. He will not permit his death angel to enter your house and strike you down. Remember, these instructions are permanent law that you and your descendant must observe forever. What is God saying? He is saying the blood which was shed once, it had power to set up a covenant. A covenant is different from a contract. It is something that goes forever. A covenant is something that's set forever. So God says, this is a covenant that I'm set with your descendant, that even right now, this Sunday morning, this very week that we are in, there is a Passover ceremony in Israel. They have observed it for thousands of years since they came out of Egypt. Now, when you enter the land the Lord has promised to give to you, you will continue to observe this ceremony. This Passover ceremony. This Passover ceremony is critical because it has a critical element, the blood. Now watch it. He says, then your children will ask you, what does this ceremony mean? Mm-hmm.
And you will reply, it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord. For he passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt. And though he struck the Egyptians, he spared our families. When Moses has finished speaking, all the people bowed down to the ground and worshipped. He said, the children shall ask, what is this? They shall say, it's a Passover ceremony, for the Lord passed over our houses. In our time in the 21st century, mark this Easter, 2020. Mark this Easter. Because you will tell your grandchildren one day that we took communion together like this in this virtual campaign. We took communion. You will have your grandchildren on your laps and you will be telling them, because of that communion, because of that covenant, I am still alive. I have fulfilled my days on earth. Because I am telling you, even if the arrow of death from this demon, from this principality of COVID-19 was aimed after you, this morning, because yes. of the blood, yes. you are going to escape.
Amen.
Your family is going to escape.
Amen.
Your household is going to escape.
Amen.
This nation is going to escape.
Amen.
Africa is going to escape.
Amen.
Continents of the world is going to escape.
Amen.
We are taking the communion on behalf of nations.
Mm.
You might be saying, well, some people don't worship God. Wait, I'm going to show you something. The angel of death was sent against the Egyptians. Specifically to kill the Egyptians. But the Bible says, so the people of Israel did just as the Lord had commanded them.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 28.
Mm.
Through Moses and Aaron.
Mm.
At midnight, the Lord struck down the firstborn sons in the land of Egypt.
Mm.
From the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sat on his throne.
Mm.
To the first son of the prisoners in the dungeon.
Mm.
Every firstborn of their livestock were killed. We are face to face right now with a virus that knows no boundaries. The rich and the poor, the educated and the smart. It was a holocaust. It was a deadly attack. But listen to what it says. Pharaoh and all his officials, all the people of Egypt, woke up during the night. And loud wailing was heard throughout the land of Egypt. There was not a single house where someone had not died. Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron during the night. Get out, he ordered. Leave my people and take the rest of Israelites with you.
Mm.
Go and worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and herds as you have said. Be gone, but go, but bless me as you leave. All the Egyptians urged the people of Israel to get out of the land as quickly as possible, for they thought we will all die. Even right now, people are thinking we will all die. It's a lie.
Mm.
It's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. We will not all die.
Amen.
The Israelites took their bread before the yeast was added. They wrapped their kneading board in their cloak and carried them on their shoulder. And the people of Israel did as Moses instructed them. They asked the Egyptians for clothing and articles of silver and gold. The Lord caused the Egyptians to look favorably on the Israelites, and they gave the Israelites whatever they asked for. So they stripped the Egyptians of their wealth. Listen to this. In the years that God has called me into ministry, he has anointed me with a special grace for prosperity. When the blood was released, the benefit of the blood was well transferred.
Oh, yes. Amen.
I want you to know that after COVID-19, wealth is going to change hands.
Amen.
This is why I want you to wake up, child of God. I know there are people mocking the covenant. I know there are people saying all manners of things. I know there are people saying, why should people give at this particular time when there is so much stress and people don't have money, they don't have what? It is our seed of the covenant, sowing into the covenant, practicing the covenant like the widow of Zarephath. When we do it in a hard time, we understand the covenant. Sinners don't understand the covenant.
Mm.
They are seeing an activity, but they don't see the root of the activity. They don't see the power behind. They think we are wasting. They think we are not considerate. But please, even in this season and this time, don't be deceived. You are a covenant child of God. You know what you must do in this season and this time. This is the only way that will exempt you.
Yes.
So imagine that some Egyptians came before the angel of death came, and they saw Israelites killing lambs, and then they were putting the blood, and they were laughing at them and saying, you have gone mad.
Yeah.
So when we do things of the kingdom in this hour of darkness, people will laugh at us. So I'm not surprised people are mocking men of God. I'm not surprised people are taking prophets, because they are in the darkness. We are in the light. So the things that we do, he says, the preaching of the cross to those who perish is foolishness. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So you must understand that you are in the side of power. You are in the side of authority. So the things that we do, like right now, you are wondering, why is the preacher preaching and there is a glasses of juice and bread? You are wondering. But my friend, this is power. This is authority. Demons are trembling right now. By the time we swallow this communion, we energize the nature of God that is inside of us. Now, I want you to see something. He says, so they stripped the Egyptian of their wealth. During this period, there are some people who are being stripped of their wealth, because that wealth needs to be in better hands. It may be you that needs to receive that wealth. Because in this season, the gospel is going to be preached in another level. And it's time for kingdom millionaires. Yeah. It's time for kingdom billionaires. Yeah. Look at the people of the world, what they are using their resources for. It is time for the children of God to have resources so that we can preach the gospel in another level. So that we can put satellite in space. So that we can enhance communication among churches and among men of God. So that we can give instruments for the gospel to be preached to the uttermost parts of the earth. So that the end can finally come.
Amen.
Now, listen. That night, the people of Israel left Ramses and started for Succoth. There were about 600 men, plus all the women and children. Now, the next verse, very important, verse number 38. The angel of death was sent to the children of Egypt. But there were some Egyptians who were smart enough to apply the blood to their doorposts. So the Bible says, a rabble of non-Israelites went with them along with great flock and herds. How did they escape? How did they escape? How did they escape such a holocaust? Because they were Egyptians. Because they did not mock the covenant.
Yeah.
Because they did not mock the covenant. I want you to know that even right now, the people that used to be hard in your family, even at this moment, if you offer them that communion, they will partake of it. If you offer them that communion, you must take communion on behalf of your family members, on behalf of the most stubborn person in your family, and believe God that he's going to be a man of God. He's going to be a woman of God. He's going to be a great prayer warrior. He's going to be a great evangelist. He's going to be useful in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Now, we see that when the blood was applied, when the blood was introduced, the siege was over.
Yeah.
The moment the blood was introduced, Pharaoh released them. In this hour, this Sunday morning, as we partake of the blood, diseases that are strange, that you have been struggling with, they have introduced all kinds of pills, introduced all kinds of medication, and now the disease is still stubborn. Pharaoh was stubborn like that. But when the blood was introduced, the siege was over. So COVID-19 is moving like an angel of death, from house to house, killing people, destroying houses, dismantling systems. But I want you to know that the blood of Jesus is going to put a stop to this virus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ, this Sunday, between now and the next Easter, listen, Kaloprene Zulabri Ishkata Lizorata. Between this Easter and Easter 2021, COVID-19 will be a thing that has expired. That it will take effort to explain to people how horrific it was. It will have lost relevance. Humanity will have marched forward. By this blood that we are partaking right now, all over the world, people are being exempted. All over the world, believers are gathered to partake of the communion. All over the world, Christians are gathered in this Resurrection Sunday. And as we partake of the communion, representing our nations and our families, as every family partake of the blood, I am telling you, between now and Easter 2021, COVID-19 will be a thing of history.
Amen.
It will be a thing of the past.
Amen.
It will be a thing that will be forgotten, that it has ever, ever made the world to come to a standstill. The moment the blood, Kilomande, listen, the moment the blood was introduced, Israel's biggest problem became history. The moment the blood was introduced, Israel's biggest problem became history. The power of Pharaoh was diminished.
Yeah.
Pharaoh, who said, "Who is the Lord? I know not God. I am God." He said to Moses, "Go, and I beg you, bless me." He bowed. That principality, that force that has oppressed your family will bow.
Amen.
It will bow in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It will bow in the name of Jesus. Where am I going? I am here to give you an invitation according to Zechariah chapter number 9. Zechariah chapter number 9. Then I give you two more scriptures. Then we are done. Zechariah chapter number 9. There is an invitation there. In verse number 11. Zechariah chapter number 9, verse number 11. Yes.
"As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit."
Because of the covenant I made with you, sealed with blood.
Mm.
Because of the covenant I made with you, sealed with the blood. So the blood is the seal of the covenant.
Mm.
After I have written a letter that says, "I, David Grace, I am going to give Esther Grace $20 million.
Amen.
And then I sign it with my signature and I take my personal stamp and I seal that letter. It is done.
Amen. I receive
it. It is done. That seal, he said, I have sealed the covenant. The mm-hmm. covenant I made with you is sealed by the blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a seal that is unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a seal that is trustworthy.
Yes.
It's a seal that stands the test of the time. Now, it says, "I will free your prisoners from death in the waterless dungeon."
Yeah.
I want to prophesy that all the people that are in the hospitals
mm.
because of COVID-19, mm. by the blood of Jesus, they
yes.
shall be freed
Amen.
From the door of death.
Amen.
There will be accelerated recoveries
Amen.
In the next few days.
Amen. Amen.
There will be tremendous breakthrough in the health field.
Mm.
The stress will go down.
Yes.
The curve will be flattened.
Amen.
The wisdom of God by the power of the blood is coming upon medical doctors.
Yes.
Upon
Amen.
Professionals
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then verse number 12 is an invitation. What does it say?
Return.
Continue.
"Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to
my
you.
My God,
Amen.
My God. Come back to the place
yeah.
of safety.
Yeah.
What is the place of safety? By the blood of the covenant.
Amen.
The blood is the stronghold. The blood is the stronghold. The blood is the stronghold. A stronghold is a fortress.
Yeah.
It's a tower of strength. It's a tower of defense. You see, they say when a bomb explodes, some bombs when they explode, and people hide behind massive pillars, they survive the explosion. And I said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, then they are saved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Bible tells us here, the Bible tells us that come back to the place of safety.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible calls the blood the place of safety. In this season of COVID-19 or of attacks after attacks, the blood is your place of safety. Why? Because the life of a thing is in the blood. Therefore, the blood of Jesus is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The blood of Jesus is Jesus. The blood of Jesus carries the presence of Jesus. The blood of Jesus carries the personality of Jesus. The blood of Jesus carries the power of Jesus. The blood of Jesus carries the code of Jesus. The blood of Jesus carries the ability of Jesus Christ. There is a massive impartation happening right now. The blood of Jesus Christ is cleansing people's blood. Blood-related diseases right
Amen.
Now are being addressed
Amen.
By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Blood-related issues, low blood, high blood, anemia, all kinds of blood-related diseases, they are being healed right now by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He says, come back to the place of safety. All you prisoners who still have hope,
mm-hmm.
I promise this very day that I will repay two blessings for each of your trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is going to restore. I know you are stuck in your house and you think you have lost time. You have lost chance. You have lost opportunities. But God said, by the blood, Dimorenatisha, Lord. Estaradi, Brasto, Mambre, Yagada, Lerusha. When the blood was introduced upon the children of Israel, what they could not get in 430 years, they got it in one night. And God says, when we return to the place of safety, there will be a restoration. a repayment double for each of our trouble. Whatever you have lost through COVID-19, the time you have lost, the opportunities you have lost, by the blood of Jesus, there will be a restoration.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, hear me, there will be a restoration.
Amen.
Whether you are a student and you are thinking, I won't graduate this year, I won't finish my course this year, God says when we come to the blood, to the place of safety, there will be repayment.
Amen.
Somehow God miraculously will cause all things to work together for your good, that you are going to overtake those who are ahead of you. In this season, the blood is the place of safety, is the place of compensation. Is the place of compensation for everything you have lost. I speak to everyone who feel like you have lost time. To everyone who feel like you have lost opportunities, you have lost hope, you have lost dreams. I speak the blood of Jesus over your issue.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus over your issue.
Amen.
So now here is the secret that I want to give to you. Number one, turn to the blood. Turn to the place of safety. You have tried all other things. It's time to turn to the place of safety. There's an invitation. Come back to the place of safety. All of you who are prisoners, all you prisoners who still have hope. In other words, you are bound, but you have hope that one day you'll be set free. He says, come to the place of safety. That place is the blood. So turn to the blood. Turn to the blood. It's your stronghold. It is your place of safety. Number two, apply the blood through confession. He said they apply the blood through hyssops. But today we use our mouth to apply the blood. Say, I apply the blood of Jesus.
I apply the blood of Jesus.
Over my life.
Over my life.
Over my family.
Over my family.
Over my husband.
Over my husband.
Over my wife. Over my children.
Yes.
Over my household.
Yes.
Over my country.
Over
my leaders.
Over
the medical professionals.
Yes.
Over all the patients. I apply the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the river of the blood of Jesus flood nations.
Oh, yes.
Let the river of the blood of Jesus flood nations.
Amen.
Wherever it goes, let it speak life.
Yeah.
Let it be for the healing of nations.
Yeah.
Why did God turn the river into blood? Because rivers are carriers of life. When he turned the water into blood, it could no longer flow. It was stuck in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the blood of Jesus is applied, it flows. It's a river
mm-hmm.
that goes to the healing of nations.
Mm-hmm.
It flows from that place where it began to flow more than 2,000 years ago on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flowing to nations, flowing to nations, flowing to individuals, flowing to houses, flowing to individuals, flowing to businesses.
Yeah.
We apply the blood over your situation.
Amen.
By the blood, you will escape.
Amen.
By the blood, you will escape.
Amen.
There is somebody watching me right now.
Mm.
You are under a threat of heart attack.
Mm.
By the blood of Jesus, you are set free.
Amen.
Weakness in your body, weakness in that heart. You are receiving strength right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, I sense in my spirit that God is healing strange blood diseases.
Amen.
God is healing strange blood diseases. Itching of the body.
Ooh.
Hives
Amen.
Are being healed right now.
Mm.
By the power, Kelopradish Kabal. Whatever is wrong with your blood right now,
yeah.
I declare healing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The cloud of healing is heavy in the atmosphere.
Mm.
Say, I apply the blood of Jesus.
Over my life.
My spirit.
My soul.
And my body. We turn to the blood.
Mm.
We apply the blood. And then we partake of the blood in obedience.
Mm.
He said to them, when they applied the blood, he said, this shall be something you shall do forever. In Luke chapter number 22. Oh my God, this night is packed with power.
Mm.
Luke 22. We're about to get there. Luke 22. Oh Jesus.
Look at verse number 7. I'll read it quickly. I ran out of time. Now, the festival of unleavened bread arrived when the Passover lamb is sacrificed. You remember Passover in Exodus? He is calling it, he says, the festival of unleavened bread. Why unleavened bread? Unleavened bread means bread without yeast. He said that night, Pharaoh chased them in haste so they could not apply yeast to their bread. So they left with bread that did not have yeast. That's why it's called the festival of unleavened bread and the Passover lamb. That's the two things they carried that night. Jesus sent Peter and John. Remember, Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of mankind. And it was the very week that the Passover lambs were being sacrificed, that the very week Jesus was crucified. Replacing the old system of Passover with the real Passover lamb, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is our Passover lamb now. Listen to this. Jesus sent Peter and John ahead and said, go and prepare the Passover meal so we can eat it together. Where do you want us to prepare it? They asked him. He replied, as soon as you enter Jerusalem, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him at the house he enters. Say to the owner, the teacher asks, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciple? He will take you upstairs to a large room that is already set up. That is where you should prepare our meal. Listen to this. Listen to this. In the night that the blood was shed in Egypt, everything was already set for them. He says the Egyptians handed, which means they had packed everything. They handed everything to them. When Jesus sent them, he knew he was about to do a ceremony that provision is guaranteed. He said, go. When you go to a place, you'll find the place set. I want you to know there is a place set for you.
Amen.
There is a place set for you, a place
Amen.
Of greatness,
Amen.
A place of achievement,
Amen.
A place of success,
Amen.
A place of outstanding success. He says they went off to the city and found everything just as Jesus had said. They prepared for the Passover meal then. When the time came, Jesus and the apostles sat down together at the table. We are at the table sitting down together with my beautiful wife right now. He says, they sat down together. Jesus said, I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Mm.
What is its meaning? Our forgiveness, our redemption, our salvation. Its meaning is better things. Its meaning is glorious things. Then he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. And then he said, take this and share it among yourself, for I will not drink wine again until the kingdom of God has come. He took some bread. He took some bread, gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, this is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. So this Sunday, the same way the children of Israel were told that they should do the Passover ceremony every time in remembrance of the night God delivered them. We are to do this. This is our remembrance. This is our festival of unleavened bread and Passover lamb. He said, this is my blood and this is my flesh. So that night when he delivered them, there was the blood from the lamb which was shed, and there was unleavened bread which was baked. Now listen to what he says. He says that after supper he took another cup of wine and said, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people. An agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. He says, it is an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out. Listen to the language. Poured out. Poured out. He poured out his love. He poured out his life. He said, poured out as a sacrifice for you. Jesus poured out. He emptied himself for you. He emptied himself. What a love. What a savior. Yeah. What a redeemer. Yeah. The love of God redeemed in the most cruelsome way by allowing his son to suffer on the cross. But here he says, this cup is the new covenant, the new agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out for sacrifice. So the communion is the picture of what happened when God set Israel free. And now, today, our freedom has come.
Amen.
There will be deliverance from stubborn issues.
Amen.
Heart problems are going to melt away.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
The blood is an offensive weapon against Satan. The blood is our seal of victory against deadly attacks.
Yeah.
Revelation 12 verse 11, it says, mm-hmm. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. This is our offensive weapon. People have been saying the church is silent. No, the blood has been speaking. The blood has been speaking on our behalf. That there is no affliction that will rise the second time.
Yeah.
When we are silent, there is somebody speaking. When we are silent, the church is never silent. When we are silent, there is somebody speaking.
Yeah.
He says, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. He says, the voice of God is full of majesty. The voice of God divides the cedar asunder. The voice of God is like thunder. The voice of the blood. The voice of the blood. The blood is the offensive weapon against satanic attacks. So let the blood speak boldly over our destinies.
Amen.
Let the blood be the final authority.
Amen.
Let the blood be the last voice over our issues.
Yes.
The blood settles everything. This morning, issues are being settled permanently. Stubborn issues are being settled.
Mm-hmm.
I sense that the month of April is a month of transition into a greater life, a life of greater works. You are going to be energized by this communion to do things that you have never imagined you can do.
Mm.
It's going to be miraculous. I sense a shift. A huge shift in the realm of the spirit. Why? Because when the blood was introduced, you know that day the blood was introduced. That whole day from morning until midnight, the children of Israel were slaves.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm.
At 1:12 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
they were masters. Before the blood was shed, Moses was nothing before Pharaoh but a puppet.
Mm.
After the blood, Pharaoh said, please bless me.
Yeah.
This communion is a shift of destiny. This communion, the last are going to become the first.
Amen.
There is a mega shift. I see God strategically putting his people in structures of authority. Hear me. It is time for the church.
Amen.
It is time for Christians.
Amen.
It is time for the world to know that they need the church. It is time for people to know that the church is a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. It is time for people to know, and through this mystery of the communion, we are stepping into our God-ordained destiny.
Mm.
We are stepping into that place of authority. We are marching to the promised land by the power that is in the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you this morning.
Amen.
We give you praise for the blood that was shed more than 2,000 years ago.
Mm.
Father, even as we join families across nations,
mm.
We thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
New season.
Amen.
New chapter.
Amen.
New beginning.
Amen.
New strength.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Life
Life, life, where there was death, life, where hope was slipping away, life, power. We prophesy that by the power that is in this blood, freedom, liberty, joy. We declare in that name that is above every name that for all the weeks that the enemy stole, for every month that remains in this year, you are going to experience five times what you do in 1 month. You will do five times in 1 month. Every month will be five times better. There will be acceleration. Whatever takes 10 months will be accomplished in 1 month. Whatever takes 5 days will be accomplished in 1 day. There is an acceleration. There is a transfer. There is a shift. People who are nobodies, by the power of the Holy Spirit, there is an elevation, supernatural elevation. It was not the ability of the children of Israel. It was not their ability. It was not. But the Bible says we have come to the blood of Spirit. That speaks of better things. We are in a better covenant. A covenant of champions. He says you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. This is your season, brother. This is your season, my sister.
Amen.
This is your season. This is your moment. This is the strangest communion you will ever partake.
Yeah.
Now declare in the name that is above every name, the God who spoke. He said, the word that has come out of my mouth shall not return unto me void.
Amen.
He has said, this is the year of greater works. The greater the darkness, the greater the exploits.
Amen.
The greater the resistance, the greater the breakthrough.
Yes.
I want you to know that right now the blood is enforcing, the blood is speaking, the blood is opening strange doors for us.
When
we come
Lord.
Out of this
Amen.
Lockdown, when we come out of this lockdown, the enemy will ever vow that I will never lock down Christians again. I will never lock down Christians again. He thought that we are in empty. He did not know. He gave us time to draw closer to God. He gave us time. When we are in our houses, we are dangerous. If the children of Israel that day were working in the field, doing the bricks and the mortar, they would not have killed the lamb. But the enemy made a mistake of giving them a day off. It was in the day off that the Bible says they applied the blood. We are doing mysteries in our houses. Mysteries right now. Kingdom mysteries right now. Receive your breakthrough.
Amen.
This Resurrection Sunday, let your dream resurrect.
Amen.
Let your strength resurrect.
Amen.
Let your marriage resurrect.
Amen.
Break the spirit of divorces.
Amen.
I bind everything dying around you that is good. I declare it to come back to life.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Business will not hit the ground.
Amen.
I declare that your career will not crash.
Amen.
You will graduate.
Amen.
You will make it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
We bless this communion. And if you have your communion material right now, wherever you have them right now, we bless this communion and we declare that this is the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is the flesh of Jesus Christ. We pray for all those communions. We declare in the name of Jesus, whether you are holding water, whether you are holding Legog, whether you are holding biscuit, whatever you are holding, whatever is there that you are holding. No, mine. There was a time I was doing communion with the leftovers of pap. There was a time I used to do that. But it's still communion. It doesn't matter what you have.
Why did you say the name is?
It's Legor.
So
whatever you have right now, whether it's a piece of chips, whatever it is, whether it's water, it doesn't matter. Jesus turned water into wine. So it doesn't matter whether it's a fizzy drink, whatever is available that is drinkable. Right now in Jesus' name, we speak life. We
Amen.
Speak that this is the blood of Jesus Christ, flesh of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
as we
Jesus.
Partake of it, we are quickened in our mortal bodies. As we partake of it, we are energized.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We break this communion this morning by grace.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for life. We thank you for life in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for life
you,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You may partake wherever you are.
right now. The most anointed and very powerfully romantic communion. Mm. God is healing marriages,
Amen.
Relationships,
Amen.
Homes,
yeah.
broken hearts.
Mm.
I sense beyond any shadow of doubt that people who lost hope, it's like this thing came heavy on you and crushed you. You were already struggling before the announcement of COVID-19. When the news of COVID-19 yeah. came, they buried you. But I see an army of dry bones rising. I see hope filling the skyline of your destiny.
Yes.
I see the Son of Righteousness rising with healing in his wings. I see hope coming back into you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will make it.
Amen.
You will make it.
Amen.
After this lockdown, I'm expecting to see you at the top.
Amen.
I'm expecting to see you winning.
Amen.
I'm expecting your testimony.
Amen.
I'm expecting miracles from
Amen.
Your household.
Amen.
I want to bless you and your household. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
May the Lord keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord preserve you.
Amen.
May the blood of Jesus continue to speak better things upon you.
Amen.
Upon your household.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Upon your husband.
Amen.
Upon your wife.
Hmm.
Upon your children.
Yes.
Upon your siblings.
Amen.
Upon your parents.
Amen.
Upon your business. Upon your career, upon your education, may the blood speaks. Remain under the voice of the blood.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name. I believe that you have been blessed absolutely by this Easter, and it has been a tremendous experience to have Easter at home. You know, it's just amazing. Like I said, Satan cannot stop the gospel. The
he
gospel
can't.
Will always be preached. He said, preach the gospel in season and out of season. I want to thank you so much because thousands of you joined us from all over the world. Thank you so much for joining us and send us testimonies from those countries, from those cities and those towns and those villages. The Lord bless you, and I'm looking forward to a day that I will step into your country, step into your town, and that we'll come and meet physically and, of course, shake hands and hug and love together and celebrate the goodness of the Lord. In the meantime, stay safe. Please maintain the distance. It's very important to ensure that you subscribe to proper hygiene. And wisdom is profitable to direct. We are people who believe in the supernatural, but we must also apply our mind. We must apply wisdom. From my house, we send you love, and we thank God for your life. Thank you for supporting this ministry and standing with us. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. And whatever the Lord has laid in your heart to do, you know what you are supposed to do. And the Lord bless you and increase you. This is Apostle David Grace and Esther Grace saying, see you
at the top.
God bless you.
God bless you.
We believe the message you've just listened to has shifted you to the next level. For more life-transforming messages, information, prayers, and counseling, please call us on +27 71 23 6692 or send us an email. Visit our website at www.davidgraceministries.org. You can join our real-life service every Sunday at 0900 hours and our midweek service every Wednesday at 1800 hours. Kingdom Embassy International, Jalape, New Industrial, Plot 355 along the DeBray Trans Road. Welcome to the Real Life Tribe.